my soul, I'm lost. Knowing that long, so I'm lost. Every loss, it made me a pause. I'm like, I got some shit right here. I'm bringing them loud. In the business, man, I watch when I cry.
My shit get back. My shit real like that right in the car. My mind.
We showin' down like we in the casino. That nigga has great rhymes.
She's in the party.
Beef.
Good on my real shit.
Ain't been in the casino no more, man.
What it do, what it do, what it do. We back for another episode, episode 2.
Right back.
This is the lab. You know, the cast here. Van.
Rick.
I'm out of time.
And we got a special guest here. Introduce yourself.
My name's Bar. Everybody call me Bar. I'm Jabari. Man, knew all these dudes for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Here some good men right here.
Yes, sir.
Here to kick it with some good men. Talk about some good topic.
Yep, hometown hero, man. Hometown hero. Sure. So we here for another episode. I know what we here for by this time now. So, you know, we all introduced ourselves. So go ahead, you know, tell us about, you know, high school, you know, college, all give us that whole rundown of where you was at, man.
Man, yeah, I'm going to run it all the way back, man. Back.
Make sure you're talking to Mike.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm going to run it all the way back, man, all the way back to Fullsville days, man. That's where it all started. Okay. All started Fullsville, WJA, my middle school for real. But more so Fullsville. So that was my background, my childhood. That's pretty much with me, my brothers, my cousins, my family. Long distance brothers as well. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's where it all started. Falcon Pride.
Okay.
That's where I first picked up a football. And that's where, that, as we all know, led to a lot of open doors.
Right.
So, you know, that took me, like I said, to my middle school, WJA. Foundation, like, that's the main thing for real. Like, of all things, both was foundation of both family-wise. That was a big thing for me to go there. It was the foundation up there, bro. No, you know what I'm saying? A couple of good men that came out of there. But bad fellas, you know.
Nah, you
good,
bro.
Tell me what position you played it for.
You know what I'm saying? Out there, I played DN back in the day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he gritty, good.
I ain't played wild out,
snap,
bro.
Snap.
He was gritty. That all transitioned over, though, man. So when I went over to wild out, come high school, and, you know, I always played physical.
Real life.
And Fullsville. Let me get back in the mic. In Fullsville, I always played on defense for real.
Yeah.
O-line too. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't know you played the line.
Man, cause I was on the O-line, man, for real. Always the tallest guy, so you know what I'm saying? We had everybody else running the rock.
Yeah, I know how that
goes. One thing about Fullsville, man, everybody was a team player, you know what I'm saying? Coming from the people above you, you already see what everybody on, so. Always knew just to, you know what I'm saying, play my position for the greater cause.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Coach Peeny had me doing the same thing.
I wasn't even tripping, bro. You know what I'm saying? Little league, everybody was just having fun for real. Cooling with the men at the field every day, all day.
I feel like if you ain't play O-line little league, you wasn't in the trenches for real.
You wasn't in the trenches.
Everybody was not in them trenches.
Man, I'm telling you, man. So that was that growing up. My background wise, it came up in Fullsville with my family as well. I'm always been family oriented. Real close knit with everybody in my family.
Right.
So they played a huge role. So after middle school, transferred over to the high. Like I said, I'm not transferred, but I was playing DN, O-line all my life.
Yeah.
Then 8th grade out of nowhere.
Switch positions.
Like, literally, yeah, 8th grade, right before high school.
Change the lanes.
I'm about to play defense.
Mm-hmm.
So, change the lanes.
Was it a hard transition?
Man, you know how I used to be out for. So we was playing throwback back in the day. So everybody knew how I run with the ball and catch. So you know what I'm saying. So that's really how I started. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. Like, just real live at recess one day. I was playing outside, playing one of our coaches. We didn't even have a middle school team at WJA yet, but one of my mentors, JB Gerald, he was just a teacher at the school. He saw me out there, like, tall nigga, tall dude. You know what I'm saying? Out there catching Woody Wood. I played D-line, you know what I'm saying? But I was still, you know what I'm saying, just out there. Man, so he just came to me one day and was like, yeah, man, we thinking about building the field out here, having a football team next year. Like, before that, WJ, man, we was having recess in the parking lot. Real life.
Trenches.
So after that, he was like, yeah, we going to have a football team next year. I don't even really know this dude, but you know me, bro. I've been around football. He talking to me about football.
Right.
I'm saying that, you know what I'm saying, he know what he talking about. Like, you know what I'm saying, it's eighth grade, so I'm like, I'm still trying to figure out what I'm about to do next year, because Fullsville, we used the weight ball back then. Yeah. Now they changed it over the ages, but I knew my eighth grade, I wanted to play unlimited. Right. You know what I'm saying, get ready for high school and whatnot. So my last year I played with Marlboro, but he had wanted me to play middle school ball. He was like, I'm gonna teach you how to play wide out. He asked me what position I play. I told him DN. So he was like, yeah, man, I'm gonna teach you how to play wide out. I was like, damn, all right, that sounds sweet. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He always wanted to play with the ball.
Who was your coach at Marlboro?
Coach Ty,
Coach Charles and all that?
Yeah, Coach Big Ben.
They coached me in eighth grade, too.
Good man. I met some good folks over here, too. So I went from Fullsville my whole life to my eighth grade, you know what I'm saying, getting ready. And everybody up Fullsville already knew, like, it was a real. My father still coached up there, my uncles, all of them. But yes, I just like, had to do what I had to do to get ready for high school. So after that, when I went up to Marlboro, it was still kind of like, I'm new to the team. They already had their mob. You play with them, you know, I ain't go. That's going to drive like it's the same thing as what I was used to. But I've been used to competing, so you know what I'm saying? That, like, and that's why I keep saying my background, I took it back to there and where I started, because later on in life, it was the same thing. It's just competition. And as you see, a lot of people like to shy away from it. And just, I feel like where we was, you know what I'm saying, just
you
everything.
Couldn't, you couldn't run from
You couldn't really run from no competition from with nobody on the field or off. So it's like I said, I spent my whole days out there, and it's crazy because right now I'm back coaching out there. So just thinking about it, crazy. But
Who you coaching? Tell us who you coaching. What's going on?
I'm coaching the flag team, man. Getting my patience together with the flag for you.
Hey, we
man.
Gotta put the picture down there, cuz.
Huh?
You and King, we gotta put the picture on the job.
I guess, man. We gonna put it up, man. But I'm coaching the flag team out Fullsville right now, so I'm trying to get it all back. Just everything, all the camaraderie that I've been, that I'm speaking on from my childhood, from Buddy Rowe childhood, from all I know everybody back in the day used to play with a, you know what I'm saying, a little league team, and it was just a good camaraderie, so I'm just trying to get that back. But like I was saying, before I get too away from it, my man JB Gerald told me how to play wide out of WJA. Really taught me, like, drills every day, you know what I'm saying? Like,
consistency.
Yeah. And that's really when it kicked in. Like, I'm like, damn, like, I really can't catch. Like, first I'm just out there, we playing Moles. Everybody remember Jackpot and Moles and Throwback.
But you got some action in the bag.
Surprising myself. You know what I'm saying? So eighth grade was really, and then it ain't make it. It just made it that much better. I wasn't always like, I was always kind of tall, but I hit it like a growth spurt, like seventh grade. Yeah, like from seventh that summer, from seventh about to go to eighth. Like I went from probably like 5'9" to like probably like 6'1". You know what I'm saying? Like,
you was sleeping? What you was doing?
I don't know, bro. But we was definitely working. We was working a lot. Mm-hmm. I was sleeping some, but I wasn't sleeping much. We was at that field.
Kidding.
After the field, we going straight to school. That's one thing was my folks ain't really play about. My mother ain't play about. You know what I'm saying? So we was always on the go. And once it was on football season, we was playing AAU basketball.
It ain't stopped for real.
I don't know, bro. Like, and my father always joke about it. Like, I'm one of the tallest in my family, so I don't even know where I got it from. But it hit, like I said, around eighth, and all the factors just went together, had my season up in Marlboro that 1 year. They at WJ for our first season, and like I said, that was really when it kicked in, because he let me rock out. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know how I feel when you've been playing. Like I said, I was playing line, and I was real cool with it. D-line with him. That's trench work. Man, that's where the most action at. That's where the action at. I was loving it for real. Yeah, no, we had a mob up for us, Bill, so it was real live fun, because we was winning. Used to winning. Who ain't having fun when you winning?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, shit, that was what I was used to. So, I ain't had no problem playing no position.
Right.
And neither did nobody else, for real. So, going up in Marlboro, we was winning too. So, it was even more sweeter on that transition.
Yeah. Right.
But at my middle school team, it was more so like development. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they preparing you
they
for school.
They preparing me for school. Like, yeah, up man. There, he really like, man, like, we ain't even, like I said, it was our first season. Mm-hmm. They was ready, but they wanted to win games just with the type of school WJ was, like,
right.
School for inner city, you know what I'm saying, like, yeah. Kids and like that. So he was really trying to put something together for us, so he did. And but it was still more so about the camaraderie and the development of everybody. But
right.
Football-wise, you could just tell who really been playing football. And, like, I've right. been around the game, like I've been saying all my life, and it really showed in
right.
my middle school, so.
So
like
it's
I said, he was letting me play wide out, tail, like not running back, you know what I'm saying, the backfield, like motion and it, showing me, like really, like I'm saying, like showing me how to really play.
Yeah.
And then outside of the game, like I said, it just transferred over all the workouts and everything. So that was all my transitions in that stage. And then it just transitioned over to high school when I had to decide I wanted to go to Gonzaga.
Tell us about that. How was Gonzaga?
What options did you have on the table as far as high school?
I'm just keep it real straight being with everybody. I thought I was going to St. John's.
I was about to say John's.
I thought something too for me.
St. John's, man. Yeah. That ain't ended up happening. I ain't even get in that joke. But I ain't playing no way, but it was still a lot with that, so I had decided to go to Gonzaga. I liked the map too, but I just knew, like, all my man was everybody I kind of played with, Fullsville was going there, and they doing what they doing over there. But it was just something about Gonzaga. A lot of people was kind of telling me all good things, and I had always been around the WCAC once I started getting older, going to all them games, basketball and football. So just saying, it always seemed like that's a different school, like.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? It ain't like just where everybody else going. So I was like, I'm gonna try something different than that. My mother played a big part in that too. How I was said in the beginning, she was big on the school tip. So once, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I wanted to go to St. John's bad. Once I ain't get in, it was like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Trying to figure something out. They still calling me, like, we trying to figure it out. But my way my folks is, it's like, nah.
Ain't no waiting.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't no waiting. Like, we doing this
roll,
now. Like,
roll, what we got? Roll,
this what we doing. So I was sick about it for a little bit, but long term, like, it paid off, and I appreciate them for that. But I still wanted to go there too. Like, they ain't forced me. That's one thing my parents didn't do. They didn't force anything. But they let me know, like, once St. John's ain't fall through, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what I'm saying? That's really how this world works.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they still trying to say this, that, and the third, but they was the ones, my folks were the ones really telling me, like, nah, we got to move this way. Like I said, then that's when the extra recruitment started coming. You know how it go.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people from Gonzaga was just good folks. And my parents felt at home. I felt at home. My mother was on it with the schoolwork, but how was Gonzaga? Yeah, like I said, that schoolwork was tough in the first few years, man. Like, WJ was a good school, but Gonzaga, when you hear the hype about how hard it is, and I don't know how O'Connell was, bro, but
they used to be trash
all day.
Slim.
SAE's cool.
Cause you and me, like, bro, that joint was harder than college. I feel like, bro,
Tiff in the state of Virginia, bro.
Yeah, I can believe it, bro. I went on a shadow of O'Connell. I was in the classroom like this and eight. I'm like, man, but it was good for me because, like I said, it felt like it was harder than college.
Yeah.
Once I got to college, I'm like. Papers, you just say you did 10, 15 pages in high school, so now in college, they asking for that. through the whole semester. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, like, tell you like beforehand
that,
like, all
tell
that.
You beforehand all that. So that transition was smooth on from Gonzaga to college on the school tip. But Gonzaga was a good atmosphere. Just the with it being the all boys school, it's different. But being in the heart of the city, it was real cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right, right on High Street, right, you were playing your games.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Every day I get off. You ever feel what I'm saying? Yeah. Every day I get off the train, I'm saying the same. You know what I'm saying? Same folks outside Union Station. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People right there, they know. You know what I'm saying? People nice. Selling roses. You know what I'm saying? Straight like stuff like that. So it was just different. Then going there, mostly people not my color like that yet, and everybody know like that was the most like they bought in for real, athletically, like a lot of us. So you know what I'm saying? We went in there really trying to do something. Like, all right, like y'all brought us in here, like
turn it up,
trying to turn it up. So that was always, like I said, coming from Fullsville, coming from middle school, that was always kind of my motto. Like, you gotta compete, you know what I'm saying, you gotta compete for what you get. Can't, yeah. And when you don't get it, you can't whine about it. You just gotta work for what you want more.
Real line.
So my first year at Gonzaga, played freshman both sports, freshman football, freshman basketball. Had real fun though, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like real fun. And then both sports, they ended up moving me up at the end of the years for the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't expecting it either way, either on either ends, man. But like I said, one duck and no bump. I was just like, come on, all right, come on. Like,
how tall was you freshman year?
Probably around 6'1", 6'2". Probably around 6'.
How much you weigh?
Freshman year, I probably went in there 6'1", 165, 170 maybe. But like, I was real lanky, real skinny.
Yeah,
real skinny. But like I said, I was my second now. This is my second year playing wide out. But I'm in high school now with, you know, I'm saying, a bump at. But like I said, it just felt like not even everybody know I ain't no nothing cocky. Like, it was just natural, bro. Like I said, I had been playing line my whole life. Then 8th grade, 9th gride, I started playing wide out freshman football, and it was more fun. Like, I didn't use the trench work. I've been saying that I'm out wide now.
That combination
crazy.
You
so
line.
You know, I got real line.
To
I
play
can work.
With.
I can play with. I can still be physical. Right. You know what I'm saying? It's football, so it was real fun out there. Like, by high school, and then I had something to look forward to. Like, I always look forward. My main goal was, like, everybody playing in the NFL, so I always had that to look forward to. But in high school, it was just like, it's different, because you really see it right in front of you, like, damn, like, the next step from here, like, going to be college, man. Like, you just, like, right there.
Right in your face.
You know what I'm saying? It's right in your face, so.
So you catapulted, like, to the start at, let's talk about varsity. Let's talk about varsity. You catapulted, and let's talk about the schools. Like, when did they, you know, when did you start hearing from the next level?
Man, like I said, right after that freshman season, we started doing 707 stuff like that. Wasn't really hearing much, but I was just still working out, like, the way my father was. Like, we weren't really big on, like, the camp tip, like, you know what I'm saying, like, doing this and the third, like, we about to just work it, you know what I'm saying, man. Keep working. So, Petey, you know, like, Uncle Petey, too, my father got a twin. But right after that, freshman year, sophomore, surprised myself again. First game, like, scrimmages, we was having our scrimmages, my first scrimmage on varsity, we played Friendship. My neighbors loaded, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, loaded, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All of them were there. Eddie Goldman was still there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. Tease was there. All of them was there.
That joint was stacked.
Yannick was there.
You hear me? Like, that joint was stacked.
Nah,
that time.
For real, they was real loaded. Like, that's my first scrimmage on varsity, so, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, my whole life, I'm like, yeah, I ain't scared of nothing, but I'm saying, oh, now I'm like, oh, bro, this varsity bump. Like, oh.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, once it's like, once the game started, all that shit went out the window. Gone. Like, but it was crazy feeling. All that shit went out the window. I just thought, I remember, like, the second play, third play, they threw me, like, a little screen, took it for, like, 20, 15, 20. That's when it just was really gone. Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, this shit's sweet now. Yeah. Like, I'm really out here, literally, first scrimmage. some cool, like, I had a cool scrimmage right there. We scrimmaged Gilman. Like, that's one thing about Gonzaga, too, that I loved and appreciated. We ain't duck no bump, no sports. Yeah. Like, all around, WCAC the best deed, but even scrimmages, the outer conference games, and both sports, like, we was playing bump around either here or out somewhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, I appreciated that from them, too. But, scrimmages, Gilman, did good against them. Like, surprising myself still. Like, this is literally my first year. I probably had a couple, three bombs. You know how they do 7-on-7. And then, then you do, you know what I'm saying, pretty much a whole practice with them.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, like, they supposed to have these dudes, this, that, and the third. And that's one thing I wasn't really never big on, like, the next person. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, hearing about the next person name, like,
don't matter.
What they about to do, like, on the next team, so this, that, and the third.
Don't matter.
So, I ain't never cared. So, coming in, I was just, you know what I'm saying, trying to compete, trying to see. And if you was getting hype, I was trying to see what it was about. I ain't going to lie. Because I trusted my preparation and what I was bringing to the table. Like, mm-hmm. Just stripping for real. Spent, like, all my life for real. Like I said, from starting on the line, I really think it came from playing in the line. Mm-hmm. Like I said, making play, like doing that, and then playing wide out, it's like, and I could, like, it was just too, not easy, because it's hard. It's hard to play football, but it just felt too natural. So after regular season come, we played, I think, McDonough from BMO. We played up UMD, first game of the season. I think I had three tubs.
Yeah, was
that? Sophomore. Surprised myself again, but it's still like, damn, like, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm really a wide out. Like, I got a future at this. Like, it ain't it, because they still have me playing like sophomore year, bro. I just told you, I was just 165 something. They had me playing defense too still, because I still wanted to play D, but they had me playing like DN type, outside linebacker, like coming off the edge, drop back type. Yeah, only on certain possessions, but bro, I'm Buck 60 out here. We talking WCAC football. This dudes in here, 375, about to go to this school, that school. But I ain't tripping anyway. I'm still doing it. All the scrimmages I just talked about having touchdowns in, I was on the defensive end too, doing one-on-ones with they linemen. You know what I'm saying? Like, real life. And I was, like, that's what one thing around Gonzaga. They once they seen that I was willing to do any of that, they was willing to put me wherever. So,
right.
I'd appreciated that too, so.
Duck no rack.
Duck no bump. But McDonough played up UMD. This one, Lossley was still there before he went to Bama, when he was just the OC. Like, right after, I surprised, bro, had three tubs against McDonough. Mm-hmm. They were supposed to be, I guess, the best team out of BMO. Yeah.
Yeah, they was up there.
And they had, you know what I'm saying, people trying to hype up somebody, woody whoop. That's when. Right after the game, I just happened to see him leaving the parking lot. I'm walking to the car, my father, Smurf, brother, and everything. Mm-hmm. He was just like, yeah, you going to hear from us real soon. You had a good game. Like, you know what I'm saying? I ain't even knowing nobody school-wise watching. I'm just trying to prove to myself that, like, I'm a real wideout now. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm about to compete. Like, if the ball in it, and that's just part of the game. Like, I wasn't expecting to do none of that. None of them games, like, when the ball just come to me every time, I'm trying to make the play on the ball, and it's me, not them. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it's a bad ball, I'm always, you ain't get no pick. You know what I'm saying? I ain't letting nobody get no pick. You know?
Right.
So, after that game, he was like, yeah, you going to hear from me soon. So, straight like that, the next week, UMD offered me sophomore year. I was like, damn, that's a whole different feeling. Like, I could go to college. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go to college. Like, straight like that. Like, I could keep doing what I'm doing. The real, just, you know what I'm saying? Go and rock out. You know, D, whole time. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'd have been in a couple of them games.
But that wasn't it.
But, yeah. That
they weren't the only ones.
Not the only ones. Nah, it was a couple. I probably ended with, like, probably 21, 22.
Okay, after your sophomore year.
Nah, not the sophomore. All in all, but like
after your senior year.
Sophomore year, they started coming. Like, I started getting like Rutgers, I think Rutgers had offered me sophomore year too, but I had to go to their camp. Like, a lot of schools were saying that. At the UMD offered me, I don't know if people was thinking it's some hometown stuff, but people was just coming. Like, niggas, like, schools was just coming. Like, and everybody say, like, that was the most schools guns, like, a football job. Like, saying, like, bro, we been talking, we was having morning workouts. Oh. You know what I'm saying? Coaches. You know what I'm saying?
You coaches. Saying you brought all the coaches to the school?
No, Reds, all of us. We had a mob, bro, but it was just like, we was young, fool, so it was just like, we
for
had
all
like,
y'all to be doing the
same time.
Yeah, like the older, that like, we had solid, like in my mind, we had pieces before us, but it was just like, our class was just like,
crazy.
It was just crazy.
I remember
like,
that class.
My man, Devin, before us, he went to Notre Dame, so he was bringing in schools already, too. I think he went in the opening and all that, so, like, that's when Kevin Hogan went to Gonzaga. So, like, schools was coming through, but like I said, we had, my man Richie was real All-American,
hey,
bro. You know what I'm saying, with the Bama, like.
Who?
Big left tackle. Big
yeah,
big
who
left
would you tackle. Say was the best player you played against in WCAC?
Steph. Because I played against, like, Steph was, you played, like I said, well. I ain't play against them because, like I said, my freshman year when they moved me up and the Gonzaga had made it to the championship.
Yeah.
This nigga Steph, bro. Yeah. Like, nah, for real. He was
one of the most hectic highlights.
I know y'all probably seen the flick. He real had the cheerleaders, pom poms in the stands on some Ocho Cinco in the high school game. The like, nah, for real. Real. First play of the game, CrossFit. Us. You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, for real, it was crazy. But me personally playing against, I'm trying to think about a matchup, but like, I don't only think about players. Like I said, like high school.
Do your matchup.
I was
just
like
do
winning
matchup.
Like, huh?
Do a matchup.
The hardest matchup, I would say, no disrespect, because obviously, bro, it was
no disrespect.
But I did make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, we played St. Peter's prep, yeah, that's where he went. Out New Jersey, they punished us. But, like, first half, it was competitive. They just obviously had a better team. Everybody know Gonzaga, but, like, we had a lot of pieces, but, I mean, you know what I'm saying? We, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Coaching or
y'all had y'all days for some reason.
Yeah. But St. Peter's prep was, they was good bump. They had a lot of recruits, too, running back going to X, Y, and Z, but that's when, like I said, I still wasn't
worried about nothing.
Like, people telling me this. I didn't know who Minka was back then. I knew who he is now. I knew who he was when I played him in college again. Like, that's when I'm like, oh, I remember from high school. But back then, like, I ain't know nothing. I just remember before the game, people asking me this, that, and the third. Minka feel like me. I'm like, I don't even know who this is, bro. Like, literally, dumb. Like, don't. So, game time come. I probably had 8 catches. 115.
Cool game.
We lost. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But he was good bump, but it was just like, I don't know, like any other matchup wise, hardest. I'd say the math and all in all, just, but it wasn't never a matchup. Like, they played good schemes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I respect it.
Like, a lot of teams just try to, like.
This is the first time you see somebody key you up.
Yeah.
And really
A lot of schools really just try to bite the bullet and still play man and just let it just. You know what I'm saying? Cause,
let it be
Yeah. And it just be like. You know what I'm saying? Because we still got, like, that running back, Lil Ty, was a sophomore. He played as a freshman. Yeah. All them games I was talking about, my sophomore year, I think Lil Ty was on that team. No, he came out junior year. Yeah, he came out junior year. But we had running backs, you know what I'm saying? Good, solid, tight ends.
Y'all RPO jam was
It was that crazy.
Yeah,
like,
it was ugly.
In the way, guys, it's a real system, so we was working on all that, so.
So you
but the Mantha had that. They had them little packages. Now they just like moving around. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he was like, "Damn, how you get right here?"
Look like that. But you know what I'm saying, like, I still had good games, but it was like, damn, like, they just, like, doing, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this hard, you know what I'm saying? They got one person right there in press, another man right there, another nigga in the slant area, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, they taking the way.
So, what led your decision to go to Kentucky?
Not gonna lie, bro, it was that visit. I'm gonna be 100, like, not even the lip part. It was still just, like, I had been on many visits before that, and it was just, like, yeah, this school cool. You know what I'm saying? All right, this school cool. Because, like I said, my first off was UMD, and I could go right up there. Right, so yeah. I could really just see how college is. Like, I've been on a college campus, but, like, sophomore round, like, after that, I could go up UMD. You know what I'm saying? I see what a college campus is like, but after certain visits, I was just like, all right, this cool. I went to Wake Forest, Boston College. Like I said, Cameron was going to Boston College. Good man, Cameron played in Forest. He was going to BC. Yeah, a couple dudes, different places that I had also. I was just like, oh, this cool, this cool. When I went up Kentucky, it was different. And it was SEC. Like, when I was talking about playing, like, at that level, that's when I was young, like, that's what I was thinking about. So I was like, damn, Kentucky. Like, oh, yeah, they known for basketball. But when I went out there, it was just lit, like. Yeah. They don't care. Basketball, football, baseball, soccer. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't care. Like, they're going to treat it like it's the NFL, NBA. You know what I'm saying? So, when I went out there, I was just like, damn, this guy, like, different. Like, you know what I'm saying? WCC and all that cool. But, nah, this really that stage. Like, I'm out there like, damn. And then,
Shell shock,
bruh. And then even then, with the class coming in, I had started talking to some of the dudes there, like who they was recruiting, and then some of the people who was already there. I was like, nah, they cool here. I'm saying I can see myself right here. Mm-hmm. And then at the time, it was the offensive coordinator from West V who coached with Tavon and them when they was RPO bombs over Baghdad. You know what I'm saying? Dude, Neil Bryan. He was the OC. And a good man, Tommy Mack, my recruiter, he was the wide receiver coach, recruiter for this area, was a wideout coach. So he was a good dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, you know, like I say, how my father is. We've been around, like, family style, everything. Like, everything that I played with, it's been, like, family type. So way the recruitment process was, you could just tell it wasn't just, you know what I'm saying? Like,
one life family,
but you could also but you could also tell it's about to be business. Yeah. Like, as I knew, like, I knew, like, high school was business, like, you know what I'm saying? So when Kentucky came, put everything on the table, I was just like, man, the visit was like that. Then after every visit I was going on, I was just kind of like, it gotta touch Kentucky, you know what I'm saying? It's like I had that pedestal. Like, I ain't gonna lie, like, I just like, had that pedestal. Like, I'm like, going anywhere else, like, I'm like, nah, that shit was like that. Like, I ain't, like, at the time, I felt as though I could get an opportunity to play early there, but, you know what I'm saying, everywhere competition, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm like, damn, it's still SEC, like, I can see myself out here, like, it looks sweet. Everywhere else was, like I said, my top five was probably was Kentucky, NC State, UMD, I think Michigan State, but Michigan State was too cold. Like, you didn't go out there. That's one thing I do wish I would.
What made you go?
What?
Out Michigan State.
I ain't go out there.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't go all the way out there, bro. No, sir. My man, Marcus Pratt, I think he went to Washington State for a little visit, but.
No good.
But Kentucky, like I said, it was family vibes up there, and I could see myself playing in a system offense. Mm. So I committed, my end of junior year, just to go into senior year, kind of like without all that pressure and everything. Like, right. People still, like, it is what it is now. Like I said, I've been getting the same recruitment since sophomore year. Right. Like, now I'm ready to get ready to keep it pushing, over with. So committed to Kentucky. People was kind of still recruiting me. Like, it was weird because that's when people start recruiting you more. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? I was like, jealous, man. I'm going there. You know what I'm saying? So that was that. And once I got up there, it was the same vibes, but obviously now we here to work. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all I know. I've been waiting for this.
Yeah.
So now, shoot, all my good dudes that, like I said, I've been talking to through the recruitment process, a lot of dudes committed. I'm like, well, all right, I see, like, you from this place, area, mostly down south, like, right. You know what I'm saying? Ain't many dudes from up this way down there, like, on the team or even out there in general, but even still, I'm like, all right, this is a cool experience. Like, I'm about to work. Still my teammates, I'm trying to win. You know what I'm saying? So that was cool to be out there on that campus. Like, that was real accomplishment for me. My family was, you know what I'm saying, real proud of that. Being able to real make it that far, mm-hmm. and just set a platform for other kids behind me. My little cousin Smurf was right there. He was about to go to St. John's as I was leaving. He was going to St. John's, so you know what I'm saying? We wanted him to kind of do the same thing, not specifically go to one school, but you know what I'm saying? Just keep going the same route for real.
Mm-hmm. But did you ever feel like it was pressure from either your parents or just your, you know, your family to go down there at all? Or was just off the strength that this what you wanted?
Choosing Kentucky, I feel like it was definitely all based off what I wanted. But just to take the question like another way, like football related, like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying, to play football, yeah, like, and I know me and you talked about it like outside of this podcast. Like, that's one thing I did wish about speaking about my child. You don't hear me speak a lot about sports. Like, I wish I knew it was more, you know what I'm saying, options, yeah, to really like have, you know what I'm saying, like, to really provide for yourself, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I seen with my father there, so like, but to really do, you know what I'm saying, something you like to do, like, you know what I'm saying, I could tell, you know what I'm saying, our folks don't like waking up every morning, you know what I'm saying,
right. Going over,
you know what I'm saying, right. Yeah. The whole, you know what I'm saying, so.
In that race.
Yeah. But you gotta do it, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, I mean, I always respected my folks for that, you know what I'm saying, but in my, like, we had took sports real serious, and it was fine. Like, it was, like I said, nothing was ever forced.
Yeah.
But it was just like, that was all I was really ever around, like, all my life. Like, that was it. It was never forced. But it was just like, this is what we doing. Hey. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So,
yeah,
so I like, yeah, it's what to do.
Yeah.
So, if anything, like, they ain't forced me to go to Kentucky, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I would, like, back then, like, how I be showing my son now. I got a 4-year-old son.
Yeah.
Like, I let him do whatever. Not whatever on that type time. Like, he real respectful, disciplined him and everything like that. But as far as, like, what he interested in, like, stuff like that. Like, he love animals, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's
he
got, big,
fool. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got me. Now I'm into animals, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you gotta tell him what you got.
Yeah, you gotta tell him about your house. Come on, bro.
Man,
you don't got nothing normal for where you live at. Like,
Man, look, I stay right around here in Maryland, around the way, man. I got 3 chickens. That's my son chicken's name. I got Rosie, Molly, and Spot. And I got 2 lizards, 2 geckos, and I got a dog, Ben, Australian Shepherd, man. So we got a little. We just had a frog, man. That was our first pet, man. My man Bob. My son had a frog. That was our first pet in the new crib. It was Bob, man. Bob passed a couple weeks ago. I had to give my man Bob a proper burial, man. But hey, he was the first of the many. So yeah, but I'm starting to, you know what I'm saying, enjoy animals, like, let him figure stuff out, like, not pushing him away from nothing for real. He like baseball, you know what I'm saying? I played T-ball 1 year and had a freaky experience out Fallsville with the baseball, you know. I was never play baseball again, you know what I'm saying? Really, I ain't even thought about playing baseball. What else? He like soccer, you know what I'm saying? All types of stuff, everything for real, like anything. He into a lot of stuff, and I don't hold him back. And my parents ain't hold me back either. I was definitely well rounded, but it was mostly sports and like school, like hard on school, school for you, but it was just like, I wish it was still just like some other options. But like I said, I respect my parents. Like, obviously, they were still trying to figure it out too.
Mm-hmm.
We figuring it out, like, to this day, right now, like, how to build generational wealth, like, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, like, you know what I'm saying, really hopping on that.
But talk about that transition from, like, once you was done, like, when you was hanging up your cleats for the last time to, like, you know what I'm saying, discovering yourself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, how was that? Because a lot of people go through that process, and the stages is, the length of time is different for people, and it's the struggles.
Nah, don't even know what the fuck to do.
It's
tough,
bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, the struggles is big there, so.
Yeah,
you know
what I'm saying? It's tough, bro. And me, like, man, like I said, how I was just coming up playing, like, with all the competition, I just love football. So when I got to college and was dealing with all the politics that people be talking about and all the this, that, and the third, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, like, I was still just trying to enjoy the game, because, like I said, I started telling people behind me, like, when you want to play college football and take it even further in high school, you gotta really love the sport. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You gotta love it.
Level commitment.
Because it's a different level of commitment. You're gonna have fun on your college campus, but it's gonna be times where you be really like, man, this is really what I'm out here to do. And like I said, you're not gonna keep doing it if you don't love it. Right. You know what I'm saying? You just kind of setting yourself up. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I was on in college. And once I felt like it wasn't, I'm saying, I ain't loving it, cause that's when I knew.
Yay.
But it had just came from, like I said, Gonzaga, from young, used to winning, got to Kentucky, building program, and I was all with it, but I was just kind of still seeing how people was used to losing. So, like, that was kind of real different for me, like, getting to college, like, dudes was, you know what I'm saying, like, more worried about self than, you know, I heard what I talked about before.
Yeah.
When we first started talking, like, I'm used to, we lit after the game since we won, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So once I got to college, I really started peeping, like, at Towson too. Like, after I left Kentucky, I transferred to Towson. Towson was even worse, because it was like, all right, at least when I'm at Kentucky, it's like, they care about winning for sure. But
right.
At the end of the day, it's more so about putting on a good show for yourself to do your 111.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, 11 people on the field, like, everybody just trying, but it's not really a clicking thing, like, you know what I'm saying, like,
yeah.
Defense ain't picking up. Oh, you know what I'm saying, it's a lot of factors to win a football game.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
We see, all play
that
right
school
here,
pride
know.
Is a lot though,
it's
like
lot,
when they
bro.
Come to like the level,
you know what I'm saying,
of
to the levels,
like,
of the team,
level,
like,
and
that's
the
really a lot
of
the game,
right.
Bro, so like that's what people
right, yeah.
I started peeping that in high school for sure, but in college I was peeping, like, niggas know about that, but they not really even caring about that for real. Like I said, everybody worried about how they about to change their situation. And I mean, like, I'm young in the time, so I respect it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We all come from different places. Like, I can't knock no man for trying, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
better his
awesome.
Situation.
Yeah, right.
So how a lot of people just, you know what I'm saying, carried it in college, and how to stay, let people carry different situations in college. It just started to, you know what I'm saying, make
right.
me look at it
right.
like that. So this would, you know what I'm saying? Like,
this
what this
really
is. Like, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
all
right,
but it's respect. Like, I love this. Like, this what I worked my whole life to do.
Right.
For real.
Right.
So
right.
I'm like, shit, all right, I'm about to do it. Like, I'm about to still prove myself. Like, and I was every time. But
really, it kind of show you how life is. Like, every man for
every
himself.
Every man for
yeah,
yourself,
yeah.
bro.
It come to that, bro.
Because I was just getting love. I was just saying, it was just all camaraderie love when y'all was in my crib recruiting me. And like I said, I ain't even looking in no way, because this part, that's your job, bro. Like,
yeah,
now I'm grown man now. Like, at this point, looking at him, like, I was never one of them dudes, like, looking at him like, dudes, like, you know what I'm saying,
yeah,
like, I'm about to,
yeah.
like, you know what I'm saying, you know how it
yeah.
be on the football, like, dudes be really beefing with their coaches, like,
right.
you grown man at the same time, but at the end of the day, I never looked at nobody, no way for feeling that way either, because a lot of people be having
different situations,
and different
yeah.
animosity, like, it be different, like, nobody never, no coach or player really ever took it all the way up there with me, like, as far as teammates,
right,
so I couldn't really, but if you did, you know what I'm saying, but,
mm-hmm.
as far as for me to really hang it up, right after, like I said, I left Kentucky, they was kind of used to losing, but it was still a great experience. We still, that,
right.
like, the crowd was still coming out, like, we undefeated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it was still just like, all right, but now they still, you know how fine critics be. They still on your own people line. It's down the third. And then I'm like, we ain't really doing nothing. So it's like weird. Like, it's fake lit. Like, people trying to be fake lit. But it's like, yeah, it's just flute, like, but in my head, I'm like, nah, it ain't really. Yeah. Like, basketball lit. Like, yeah, because basketball lit. Like, but we ain't winning. Right? But then, like I said, my second year, it was still building, though. They went from winning 2 games to now we winning 4 games. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it was just like, but to me, I'm coming from a
winning program.
So that second year, we won 5 or 6 games, like, scraped the bowl game, you know what I'm saying? But it was still like, all right. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, this is a win for y'all. Like, but it's like, I still loved it because I love playing football. Like, I loved it, but it was just weird. Like, this would, you know what I'm saying? But through all that, I'm still dealing with all the politics, all that, but I'm still enjoying my time with the camaraderie. That's what it was all about to me. Like, yeah, I got my main goal, but I'm trying to win. You know what I'm saying? And still do me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But after I peeped that, and after Kentucky, we just, like I said, when I first came, it was an offensive coordinator. I thought we was passing. I went through 3 different offensive coordinators of Kentucky. So we was, by the time of the year I was playing, man, we was running the Wildcat. I played wide out.
Yeah, they're not getting in the ball.
Yeah, it's time for me to go.
You
know what I'm saying? We playing
Wildcat
and
I was playing that Bolden offense. Bro, I'm
telling
you. With the Dolphins right now.
Three yards per play. You have to be marching down the field, pass on passing downs. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, but like, I was in a rotation. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting snaps, but the dude who started before me, like, you know what I'm saying? My mind, but you know what I'm saying? Like, none of the wideouts was really scoring, getting catches. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, we really just out doing some tight end. Like, this is the year that I'm about to play my
I was like Georgia Tech. Pretty much.
We played them in that bowl game. We're talking about that first year we made the bowl game. It was the most running game ever.
Like, I think I watched that joint too.
But it was, but like I said, after that, I'm like, all right, 1,000, get 1,000. I'm still carrying over the same mindset. Love the game. I love the game. I'm about to come here, cook. I'm trying to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get there, have a good season my first year. But we still wasn't really winning. Like, we won some games, but we wasn't really, like, a winning team for real. And I could just tell that people there, too, was cool, kind of cool with losing. Like, I'm like, bro, like, second school in a row, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all just still, like, and I'm cool with it too, like, not cool with it, but I'm like, y'all, like, I got good men on the team, like, and like I said, coming from there, I'm like, now, like I said, now I'm worried about being a pro, so now I see what the people at Kentucky was on, like, because I'm an older dude now with Towson,
and I'm
coming in kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here to do my thing.
And
like,
you got that logo. You know what I'm saying?
I was like, just kind of like, bro, I ain't even really, like trying to make too many friends. Like, good men, though. I'm a good teammate, but it's like, you know what I'm saying? It's business. I just had my son, too, so I'm really trying to figure out what I'm about to do. So, throughout them 2 years, my first year, I did real good. Didn't have no problems with Towson. Second year, come up. Same thing, but fucked my hand up. Probably like mid season, probably like second game of the season, third game of the season. But I ain't played the first game because my knee, like I had knee surgery my junior year in high school way back. Like, but I was committed to Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Like, after that, I came back, played. You know what I'm saying? Committed to Kentucky, but my knee had started tweaking again, like right before the season. Like, I did camp up Towson my first year when I came there, second year now. Like, out of nowhere, we about to play Morgan. Like, my knee just started feeling fine. I'm getting these sharp pains. So, you know what I'm saying? I never was like a sitting out type dude, like, you know what I'm saying? But once they seen it, like, the way the injury was, like, wasn't nothing crazy, but I really couldn't really run for real. So it was like, and they ain't know what it was. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't nothing serious. It was just like, I don't know. They said it was something like I had like a runner's injury, long legs. like something, but my groin was triggering something in my knee. So it was just like I just had to stretch a lot. Like nothing I could really do. I just had to really stretch a lot, like really foam roll in places that I never foam rolled before. Like for real, like. So it was just like I get back, like they was right. Like I stretched the places, like play, like I said, it was just stiffness in parts of my legs that I, like I said, I had never really felt. Like the different muscles kicking in. So, for real. So then I can get back. After that we played Morgan. I try to play like that game. I realized try to play, I warm up, try to see, cause I ain't practice all week. I'm like, damn, like it happened the last week of camp. Now we game week by the play. Now I'm like, fuck, I suit up. They had me suit up. Obviously the other team ain't know I wasn't playing. So they still had me suit up and shit. Cause I'm cool now doing game day, but I ain't game playing the play. So they like, nah, we ain't really gonna play you unless, you know what I'm saying? No offense to Morgan, but you know what I'm saying? They was like, unless it get like dead. I think they did let me play like probably 3 snaps just to see if I wasn't lying to them. Cause I told them I was good. Mm-hmm. Like the day of the game, I was just like, man, shit, I feel good. But I wasn't wondering about the injury at all. Like I said, I wasn't never that type dude. It was just something I had never felt like. Felt that type. It was just like a sharp pain in my knee, like trying to walk. Like it was just like I took a step, nothing crazy. I had quarter pass, ran, got tackled, got up, walked to the knee. It was just like a sharp pain. Like I was like, oh. Then I was just like, it's my try to walk, it was a sharp pain. Yeah. And then it would go away for a minute. And then like if I try to keep playing, it would just like a sharp pain. I was like, oh nah, not like no like aching pain where you could push through an ache, you know what I'm saying? But it's like a little like jump, like real take you down, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, whoa, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't played, and I tried to play. It was put me in a couple plays. I played against Wake Forest, had a solid game. Then against the Citadel, I had regular pass crossing the middle, bro. But mind you, people be fucking, my brother be messing with me, calling me crazy fingers, all scary movie. I had messed my finger up against, all my life, for real. You know what I'm saying? My brother slammed my joint in the door one time, little kid, in the car door, and then up Kentucky, I messed up my ring finger in practice, like, not even realizing, but I thugged it, put the splint on, still played, you know what I'm saying? Never really got no real work, therapy and everything. Then this last year up Towson, once I just got back from the knee injury, I'm playing. I'm kept, like I said, across the middle, regular drag route, bro. I go to catch the jump. The ball hit, when I say the ball hit my hand some crazy ass way, bro, like, to where, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I catch the ball regular, but that jump, like, hit my hand like this. Like I said, man, this thing was already kind of fucked up from Kentucky, but it was playable.
Yeah.
But when this jump happened, like, bro, my shit was real loud. Like, oh, like, I felt it as soon as the ball hit it. I'm like, oh. But I still managed to catch that shit, cause you know what I'm saying? Like, nah, like, I ain't about to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Drop this jumps, but I know my finger broke. Like, bro, like, once that jump hit my hand, I'm like, oh. I still catch it. Fall though, cause I see the pursuit coming. I got the ball in one hand, but like my hand, I'm like, oh nah. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nah, go down. So I try to bend my jump, line up. You know, I ain't trying to come out. You know what I'm saying? I lined up. I'm like, man, I'm back getting rotate. I'm back getting grooved. Like I said, I played cool against Wake. Now I'm playing the Citadel. I'm trying to like snap. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but I'm like, oh, I line back up. I'm feeling my hand, bro. I can't bend the jump. I'm like, oh, nah. Come out. Take my shit up. Not thinking it's nothing for real. Looking at it, my shit fucked up, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey. I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to thug it.
Hey.
Somehow thug it through the rest of that game. Adrenaline pumping. You know what I'm saying? After the game, we look at the jump. My shit, you know what I'm saying? My jump messed up, but it wasn't. They telling me it's not broke or nothing like that, but it's like, ooh, like I'm knowing like I can't do nothing. But I'm like, oh, maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a freak jam. Like I jammed a lot of my fingers. Maybe it's just some crazy jam. So I'm chilling, practicing, keep practicing, and keep it practicing. Fucking my hand up more and more for real. You know what I'm saying? Like ain't really sitting out nothing. Just I don't know how it was up there. So I was just, once it started coming to that. Fucking my, like I said, I had just tweaked my knee that I had a surgery on.
Damn.
Like I said, I got my, I just thinking for more than me now. Like I had my son. So right. I'm like, man, like, you know what I'm saying? My son get up here, but I'm still trying do, you know what I'm saying? Do as much as I can of what I'm doing. Like, I was never like a half, like my father would never let me half-ass do nothing anymore. Mm-hmm. Right. So that was never really enough. Like, once they start getting to that, I'm like, you know what I'm saying? But I can't really produce how I need to. Like, I only got three fingers on this one hand. These two real live.
Done.
Like, they still, you can look at them now, all of a sudden, these y'all still, like, I'm just being able to make a full fist, like, yeah, within the last 2-3 months, COVID, like, real, just been really doing it now, been a year or two removed from football. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying, bro? Like, so, after I played, I tried to play, this was the second game of the season, third game of the season this happened. I kept trying to play literally till it was like the 9th, 10th week of the year, bro. Like, it started getting cold out. Mm-hmm. You know what your bones feel like when it's cold. My hands still fucked up, bro. I'm playing games.
You're getting brittle.
Bro, I'm playing games with these two fingers taped up. You know what I'm saying? Like, literally trying to play with these three, you know, catch it like that. Now they able to, like I said, produce a real, but like, they knew that because I wasn't able to really practice. Like, but they still had me out there. Like, I'm still trying to be out there. I'm trying to do it, but it's just that shit hurt. You know what I'm saying? They telling me my shit not broke. So it's just like, I ain't in no cast or nothing. I'm just realizing this plant just thugging it. Mm-hmm. So after like the 10th week, that's when I'm like I said, I'm not producing. I'm starting out the real play for real. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, but I'm knowing because I'm not practicing. Like, I'm telling them, like, at this point, I'm telling them, like, I need to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I could do anything, but, like, I need to get better. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to be out here, like, I'm just hurting myself more. Because I start peeping it, like, you know, I don't know what y'all telling me, but it may not be broke, but I need to be doing some type, like, rehab. Yeah, like, I was doing. They weren't even really doing. I just was in a splint. You know what I'm saying? Like, then when I would go to practice, I'd just wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, bro, this is defeating the purpose. Like, I came here to, you know what I'm saying? That's when it really start kicking in more. But I'm still, like, trying. Love the game. I'm like, bro, like, I done seen it at too many different angles at this point. Like I said, like, it started getting real. Real with me, like, so this what I worked my whole life to deal with, like, nah, like, it gotta be another option, like, you know what I'm saying, like, in my head. So that's when, you know what I'm saying, that's when I kind of was just like, all right, I'm about to do something other than football. But like I said, my mother was always on the real roundedness. So I know my junior year before that, I did an internship, a commercial real estate internship with the company where I worked with.
So that's big.
And I had always had an open mind with a lot of shit. Like, I like art, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of music, nothing, no rapping or nothing, but just different things like drum, painting, anything, like communicate, talking, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of different things for real. So, and I had always, my father and my uncle was in the real estate, but I never knew what they did. I just knew it was, you know what I'm saying, real estate.
Right.
So when I got the opportunity to do the internship, it was commercial real estate, I was all intrigued. I was like, all right, like, I kind of see that this football, you know what I'm saying, like, it's still my main plan, but, you know what I'm saying, I got a son now, like, even if I do football, like, I want to know what this commercial real estate like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I never turned down, like, a good opportunity. I always knew how to talk to people, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's one thing my folks, you know what I'm saying, hopped on, like, knowing how to talk to people and carry yourself in the room in different situations.
Right.
Like, being able to adapt to different situations. So, once that was presented to me, I was full-fledged, ready to do it.
You been gone with it ever since?
Yeah, been along with it ever since, bro. I did it my junior year, so when in my senior year, when all that was going on with football, I was still like, nah, like, I'm out here, I'm trying to really do it. Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, damn, like, I did just do this internship, and I liked it. You know what I'm saying? This one time I did, like, I never really liked school that much. Like, I started, like, like, people used to ask me my favorite subject. I did ask, like, like, the rest of school was
kind of. I was one of them, too.
You know what I'm saying,
bro?
Like,
too, bro.
The rest of the class is like, yeah, I'm trying to pass to play. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm trying to pass, so my parents ain't on my ass, so I'm trying to, I want to be smart just to really know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always like that, too. Like, like not even to get deep or nothing like that. But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was always willing to learn. Like, and even to this day, like I didn't learn a lot.
I'm never gonna stop learning, bro.
Right. I always ask a lot of questions, like a lot of questions. So even in school, like I did not like school, but I always wanted to know what the purpose, like what's like.
What am I here for?
So I was always trying to take it another level. Like, all right, we learning this. All right, but this, like, once I got old enough to take it that deep, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, around middle school is when you really start, you know what I'm saying?
That's when the maturity comes in.
So that's when I'm like, damn, like, I'm really wondering. But WJ, like, middle school I'm talking about, it wasn't your regular middle, like, you know what I'm saying? It was a lot of different classes and clubs and stuff like that. So, you know what I'm saying? So we was getting into a lot of different things. So, my mindset was like just thinking in general was starting to build, like, and Gonzaga just helped that too, but it had opened my mind up probably a different way than they expected, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, but it was just like, all right, I'm learning this shit hard, but it's like, and I wasn't the, like, grades, like I said, I never really liked school, but I had okay grades, but I really always try to, you know what I'm saying, fully understand everything, like, take it to another level, like, all right, why am I learning this, you know what I'm saying?
Asking them questions.
Okay. So to this day, I never, you know what I'm saying, I still ask my questions, ask as many questions as I can, try to be in good conversations with people who could benefit, not even just benefit me, but if I could, you know what I'm saying, rub off something to you, like, you know what I'm saying, never, because that's how it was all my life, like, somebody gotta spread knowledge amongst each other, and it always been like that. Always been around good folks, and that's how the train keep going.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, real quick before we get up out of here, first and foremost, I'm gonna do that then. Before we get up out of here, we all know it's football season. We're gonna do real quick. Cameraman gotta go, so we're gonna do this quick pick of next week games because this is coming up. So we gonna start. I'm gonna call the game out. Then we're gonna start with Ant. We're gonna come down the line. Let me just keep going to games. Everybody pick their pick. So, first matchup. You got Thursday, you got Los Angeles and Seattle. Who you got?
Taking LA.
LA got that. Yeah, I agree with him. LA got that
down. I'm taking LA. Who you taking, bro?
Seattle.
I like the Jets after this last game. I like Atlanta. I like Green Bay, Cincinnati.
Who?
Green Bay, Cincinnati.
They've been balling, man. Hurry up. Detroit, Minnesota.
Detroit ain't won that game. Detroit about to have the number one pick.
I'm going Minnesota. Yeah, Detroit.
All right. Denver, Pittsburgh.
Denver.
Pittsburgh guy wins some.
Miami, Tampa Bay. Oh, pick your pick, bro. Hurry up. Come on, bro. Man. There's two names, bro.
Denver.
Miami, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
New Orleans. Oh, who you got?
New Orleans, Tampa Bay.
Miami, Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay. All right. New Orleans, Washington. I gotta go to the home team.
He's a hater.
Saints.
Nah, come on, bro.
Famous James.
All right, bet. Philly, Carolina.
We can try and eat too.
I like Carolina. They sneaky, bro. This next game is gonna be very interesting.
Tennessee and Jacksonville.
For the upset.
like Tennessee.
I might like Jacksonville, bro.
I might like Jacksonville.
Yeah. I might like Jacksonville.
They're not bad, bro.
Which I got for this one. This is an interesting one right here. New England and Houston.
New England.
I knew he was going to say that.
Tampa Bay on fire.
New England,
bro. We got Houston. I knew he was going.
No.
Did you say that?
Macklett, Tampa Bay on fire. Ain't no way he
about to lose.
That's what I was like. If Tyrod come back, bro.
Back. I like Houston.
But if Tyrod got back,
man, got enough,
right. If Tyrod back, I got Houston.
How they trying to do my dog?
Yeah. I'll take New England right now.
Chicago.
Chicago. Vegas. And Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Las Vegas.
Not the Raiders.
Raiders is balling.
Cleveland and Los Angeles.
Browns.
Yeah, I got the
Browns.
Los Angeles,
right?
I like the Los Angeles Chargers.
I got the
Chargers.
I like the Chargers.
I like Cleveland.
Their defense crazy.
Is they winning right now?
New York and Dallas. I'm going with Dallas just because I do not fuck with Dallas. I mean, I'm going with New York just because I don't fuck with Dallas. San Fran and Arizona.
I like Arizona.
Buffalo and Kansas City.
820.
Watch the Bills sneak them, y'all. I'm going Kansas City. They just lost.
Kansas City not losing. They not losing. Kansas City gonna win, bro. Yeah, I want to bet. Buffalo got some shit with them, though. But City, man. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good game. They just lost, though. They not about to lose twice. That's tough, back to back. I think, bro, I'm telling you, that's gonna be a good game, bro. Alright, and last game for the Monday night.
We gonna go Indy and Baltimore. Who y'all got?
Baltimore.
I got Indy. Say no.
Be more, baby.
Be more. How about it,
though?
But nah, real quick, we appreciate you, bro.
Nah, no question.
Coming through, giving you a story, bro. Like, that's needed, bro.
Appreciate you.
Hey, we need you to talk about Grandma Scott.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Before I get up out of here, man, for what I just been doing as of recently, I work doing commercial real estate, so I'm trying to build as much as I can with that. But throughout the whole way, we done lost a lot of loved ones. One being my cousin, Jordan Baber, my big cousin. Me and my brother and my family, we've been doing a scholarship for any college, HBCU high schoolers who plan to go to a HBCU. So we just gave our first scholarship out to a kid going to Howard University. And as of right now, we're looking for a pathfinder, that's what we call it, just something. It don't have to be nothing dealing with school. It could be what my man Kales do, whether it be photography, somebody trying to do, you know what I'm saying, take classes doing, Buddy Rowe just got the CDLs, you know what I'm saying, whether it be an art class, whether it be, you know what I'm saying, whatever you really trying to do, but it's just the process to win, to get the scholarship. And you could always reach out to me, or we have an Instagram, Jordan Baber Foundation Instagram. And for my grandmother, like Buddy Rowe just said, we doing one at my middle school, WJ, up there for middle school. In order to go there,
it's major, y'all.
Yeah, it's major. Another one for a middle schooler up there, just to kind of go there. Like I said, it's an in-house school for kids from the city, so it required a lot. Like I said, we had a football team, and so we all had sponsors to go there, you know what I'm saying? So I then went through that school, got to where I wanted to get to in life, and they didn't tell me, so now I'm just trying to pay it back in my grandmother's name, because she was just like my mother, big on school, and that school meant a lot to her as well. So we doing that there for my grandmother. And I know she proud. I know my cousin proud.
That's love,
and
they gonna
live on forever.
Real life.
So we just gonna keep building on that. Take it to the next step with this commercial real estate, property management, and everything like that. And just trying to keep building on my knowledge.
Give them that scholarship one more time, man. We gonna put that. We gonna put that to Instagram.
Give him that joint one more
it's
time.
It's Jordan Baber Foundation. That's the name of the Instagram page. And it's all right there, man. Like I said, we looking for a pathfinder. And then again, we could be looking for another student. Hit time with the school year coming up for next year. So always feel free to reach out. We here to help the community. Keep it all in house. Try and cover every track. Leave no stones unturned. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, take advantage of every day we here. And, whatever your plan is, don't be afraid to pursue it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was half of it with football. Like I said, I loved it so much that I was almost holding myself back from my full potential.
Right.
So now I'm really trying to, you know what I'm saying, see what I could really, really turn out to really, really be.
Yeah. Right.
That's huge, bro.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah. Man, we appreciate you, bro. Once again,
for sure. Me, bro. Appreciate y'all, man, for letting me get that out there, man. You know, people who really know me know my situation, know my story, my situation. But like I said, I was never one to complain about a lot, talk about a lot, talk to a lot of people about it, gossip about nothing that's going on. So, you know what I'm saying? I shared it with you guys, shared it with whoever. Feel free to tap into my Good Man podcast. They doing something huge right here. So I appreciate y'all for letting me, you know what I'm saying, talk about my experience, because, you know what I'm saying, everybody got an experience, especially dealing with sports, football, whatever path of life it is, man. Yeah. It's always going to be struggles. It's always going to be, you know what I'm saying, little hiccups here and there, and it's always going to be good times, too. Like, main thing that I learned is enjoy them good times.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, and keep stacking them. Keep stacking them good times and good memories and good lessons.
Yeah, so
man, we appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, man. So, man, once again, we appreciate y'all for tuning in. We'll be back. What's that? When we coming back? Next Monday.
Next Monday.
Right back in here. Right, y'all gonna see us soon. Remember to share, comment, subscribe, like, do all that good stuff. At the Life at the Ballpark on Instagram, on YouTube. We out of here.
Yeah.
Yo.
I appreciate you, brother.
Yo, no, brody.
That was solid, bro.
Oh, for real. Good look, brother. What's good, brody?
What's up, bro?
How you?
You good? Let me see. I got three chats.
I got information.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah. A frog.
My man, Bob.
I ain't been over that joint in a minute. Okay. You ain't none of that shit,
Nope.